I'm Chip Bach, and welcome to Blue Rock. On each episode, we'll discuss what life is like on this big blue rock, where we are all headed, separately and together, what changes we need to make to ourselves, the planet, and towards each other, and just discuss what daily life is like for your fellow crew. And maybe, just maybe, we may also see a commonality that connects all of us. Welcome to Blue Rock. On today's episode, we're going to dive into a dynamic that touches the very core of every relationship we hold dear on this big blue rock, including the relationship with ourselves. It's the delicate dance between unconditional love and conditional love. Love, in its purest form, is said to be unconditional. It's that unshakable bond that, in theory, holds no bounds, no barriers, no conditions. It's the kind of love that parents often feel for their children, a love that's not based on merit, behavior, or prerequisites. It's love in its most generous, forgiving, and accepting form. But on the flip side, we have conditional love. This is love that, whether we admit it or not, comes with some strings attached. It's the I love you if and I love you when kind of love. It might be as simple as loving someone for their actions, or as complex as the expectations we set upon our partners, friends, or even our children. This can even extend to our fellow humans and even affect how we love ourselves. Imagine, if you will, you're a musician, wildly successful, adored by millions worldwide. Despite the fame, the accolades, you always feel something is amiss. It's not until a stark realization in the quiet of your own home that you understand. The love you yearn for from those closest to you seems conditional, tied to your success, fame, and ability to provide. This is an all-too-common scenario for all of us, realizing that a love you crave or enjoy actually is just based on certain conditions. So what does it really mean to love someone unconditionally? And is it truly attainable? Or are the conditions, limitations, and expectations an inherent part of human love? That's what we'll try to uncover in this episode. We're going to delve into the characteristics of both conditional and unconditional love, examine their effects on our relationships, and ponder the gray area in between. Whether you're seeking answers, understanding, or just a moment of connection, thank you for joining us on Blue Rock. Let's open our hearts and minds as we navigate the complexities of love together. Unconditional love is a profound and selfless affection that is not contingent on any specific conditions, behaviors, or circumstances. It is a type of love that is given freely and consistently without expectation of reciprocation or reward. This form of love is often considered the purest, embodying a limitless and enduring commitment to the well-being and happiness of another, regardless of the challenges or changes that may arise. The characteristics of unconditional love include acceptance, understanding, and non-judgment. Acceptance means embracing all aspects of another person, including their flaws and differences, without attempting to change them. Understanding is the ability to see from the perspective of the other, to empathize with their feelings and experiences, thereby fostering a deep emotional connection. Non-judgment is crucial. It means refraining from criticism or condemnation, offering instead a safe space for vulnerability and growth. Parent-child dynamics often provide the clearest examples of unconditional love. A parent's love for their child is typically unwavering, enduring through every phase of life, every mistake, and every success. This is not to say that unconditional love is without discipline or guidance. Rather, it is the foundation from which these measures are given, always with the child's best interests at heart, rather than out of frustration or anger. The psychological and emotional benefits of experiencing unconditional love are vast. It can create a sense of security and belonging, essential for healthy psychological development and emotional resilience. Knowing that one is loved unconditionally fosters self-esteem and confidence, allowing individuals to explore their identities and navigate the world with a sense of support and guidance. Furthermore, the stability offered by unconditional love provides a solid foundation from which one can develop empathy, compassion, and altruism towards others, enriching relationships and enhancing overall well-being. Deepak Chopra said, "Unconditional love allows us to forgive, to let go of grudges and resentments, and to cultivate peace within ourselves." In essence, unconditional love is a powerful force that nourishes the soul, fosters emotional growth, and strengthens the bonds of friendships. It is a reminder of the profound impact that love given freely and without conditions can have on the human heart and spirit. Remember that conditional love is a form of affection and attachment that is dependent on fulfilling specific conditions, expectations, or behaviors. Unlike unconditional love, which is given freely and without expectations, conditional love is based on the premise that certain criteria must be met for the love to be maintained or expressed. Common conditions may include achievements, conformity to certain behaviors or ideals, or the reciprocation of similar feelings and actions. This type of love manifests in various relationships, including romantic partnerships, friendships, and family dynamics. In romantic relationships, it might appear as love contingent upon one partner's meeting certain standards of appearance, success, or behavior. In friendships, conditional love could be based on the mutual benefits or shared interests that could fade over time, affecting the bond between friends. Within family, conditional love may be seen in expectations of living up to family values, traditions, or achieving certain milestones to earn approval or affection. The potential drawbacks and emotional impact of conditional love are significant. It can lead to feelings of insecurity and inadequacy, as individuals may constantly fear losing love if they fail to meet the conditions set by their loved ones. This fear can hinder personal growth, as people may suppress their true selves and abandon their dreams and desires to conform to the expectations of others. Moreover, conditional love can strain relationships, leading to resentment, frustration, and lack of genuine intimacy and connection, as the relationship is based more on performance than on a true understanding and acceptance of each other. A poignant example of the effects of conditional love can be seen in the story of Anna, a young woman who excelled academically and professionally in an effort to win her parents' approval and love. Despite her successes, Anna felt empty and unfulfilled because her parents' affection and praise were always tied to her achievements. They seldom showed interest in her personal happiness or her passions outside of work and academics. This conditional love led Anna to question her worth outside of her achievements, contributing to a deep sense of unhappiness and a struggle with her identity. It was only through therapy and self-reflection that Anna began to understand the conditional nature of her parents' love and started to seek out relationships that offered love and acceptance unconditionally, allowing her to embrace her true self and find genuine happiness. Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements, says, "Society teaches us conditional love. An example, I love you if you're the way I want you to be." The story of Anna underscores the profound impact unconditional love can have on an individual's emotional well-being and the importance of recognizing and nurturing relationships that offer acceptance and love without conditions. The spectrum between unconditional and conditional love is not always clear-cut, and many relationships exist in the nuanced spaces in between. This gray area acknowledges that while the ideal of unconditional love is something many aspire to, the realities of human relationships often involve a mix of conditions and expectations, whether explicitly stated or subconsciously held. Navigating this spectrum requires a deep understanding of the complexities of love and the acknowledgement that absolute unconditional love may be as rare as it is revered. Scenarios where love might seem unconditional, but carries underlying conditions are common in many relationships. For example, a parent may profess unconditional love for their child, yet their approval and support might wane if the child makes life choices that starkly contrast with the parent's values or expectations. Similarly, romantic partnerships might begin with the promise of unconditional love, yet be tested when one partner faces challenges that change their dynamics, such as financial troubles, health issues, or personal growth that leads them in a new direction. In these scenarios, the conditions under which love is given and received become apparent, revealing the complexities and limitations of what was thought to be unconditional. The debate over whether some level of conditionality is necessary in healthy relationships is a compelling one. On one hand, the idea of love without any conditions may seem idealistic, ignoring the practical and emotional boundaries that individuals must maintain for personal well-being and growth. Conditional aspects of love, such as mutual respect, shared values, and reciprocal emotional support, can be viewed not as limitations of love, but as essential components that ensure the relationship is nurturing and sustainable for both parties. These conditions can foster a sense of security and trust that deepens the connection between individuals. On the other hand, too much conditionality can undermine the foundations of love, leading to relationships that are transactional and superficial, rather than deeply connective. The key, then, lies in finding a balance where love is not withheld due to unmet conditions, yet where healthy boundaries and mutual respect guide the relationship. This balance allows for individuals to grow both independently and together, ensuring that love remains a dynamic force that adapts to the changing contours of life and relationships. The gray areas between unconditional and conditional love highlight the importance of communication, empathy, and a willingness to understand and accept the complexities of human emotions. By recognizing that love can be both profound and conditional, individuals can work toward relationships that are honest, fulfilling, and resilient in the face of life's inevitable changes and challenges. Achieving a balance between offering unconditional love and maintaining healthy boundaries is crucial for health and longevity of any relationship. This balance ensures that while love is given freely and without condition, individuals still respect their own needs, values, and well-being. Unconditional love should not equate to self-sacrifice or the erasure of personal boundaries. Instead, it involves a deep empathy and understanding for others without losing sight of one's own needs and self-respect. The importance of self-love in this dynamic cannot be overstated. Self-love serves as the foundation upon which we build our ability to love others unconditionally. It teaches us to value ourselves, recognize our worth, and understand that we deserve love and respect from others. When we love ourselves, we set the standard of how we expect to be treated in relationships. This self-regard not only prevents us from accepting conditional love that diminishes our worth, but also empowers us to offer unconditional love more freely, knowing that our self-love will protect us from losing ourselves in the process. Practical tips for cultivating unconditional love in various types of relationships begin with practicing empathy and active listening. Try to truly understand where the other person is coming from, which helps in accepting them as they are. Encourage open and honest communication, allowing both parties to express their feelings and needs without fear of judgment or reprisal. It's also essential to celebrate the individuality of the other person, supporting their growth and personal journeys, even when they diverge from your own. In addition, recognizing and expressing gratitude for the positive aspects of the relationship can reinforce the bonds of unconditional love. Small acts of kindness and appreciation go a long way in showing love and support. Finally, setting and respecting boundaries is vital. Healthy boundaries help prevent resentment and burnout, ensuring that the love shared is both deep and sustainable. This involves being clear about your limits and respecting the limits of others, creating a space where love can flourish without conditions. Achieving balance is not a one-time act, but a continuous process of reflection, communication, and adjustment. It requires being mindful of the dynamics at play in each relationship and being willing to adapt as circumstances change. By prioritizing self-love and mutual respect, it is possible to cultivate a love that is both unconditional in its support and acceptance, but also mindful of the individual needs and boundaries that ensure each person feels valued and respected. So, unconditional and conditional love. It's clear that the heart of our connections lies in the balance between these two powerful forces. We've explored the depths of unconditional love, with its acceptance, understanding, and non-judgment, and how it serves as an ideal in nurturing deep, lasting bonds. We've also navigated the complexities of conditional love, recognizing that while it may have its place, it can lead to challenges and emotional strife when not kept in check. The gray areas between unconditional and conditional love remind us of the nuanced nature of human relationships. They teach us that while unconditional love is a noble goal, healthy relationships often require a blend of acceptance and boundaries, of giving and self-preservation. This delicate dance between loving unconditionally and maintaining our own well-being highlights the importance of self-love. As we've discussed, loving ourselves sets the foundation for how we engage in relationships, ensuring we offer and accept love in ways that enrich rather than diminish us. Finding balance isn't just about navigating our relationships with others. It's about nurturing our relationship with ourselves. It's about understanding that unconditional love does not mean unconditional acceptance of poor treatment, and that conditional love, when framed by mutual respect and growth, can foster healthy dynamics. The key lies in communication, empathy, and a willingness to see and be seen in our most authentic forms. Author and psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who wrote On Death and Dying, said this about unconditional love. The ultimate lesson all of us have to learn is unconditional love, which includes not only others, but ourselves as well. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into unconditional and conditional love. Before I go, let me leave you with a thought to carry you into your day. Love, in any form, is a light that illuminates our lives, teaching us not just who we are, but who we have the potential to become. Let us hold it dearly, share it freely, and seek it truthfully. Until next time, find peace, lead with love, and live aloha.